At 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to begin this hour by going into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Kevin Krantz, who's the director of the Lafayette Science Museum, here to talk about a different kind of science, the science of fear, because you all have installed your Museum of Fear at the Lafayette Science Museum, and you're looking forward to your zombie walk, which is going to take place at the end of the month. So tell us about this Museum of Fear. This is not the first year you all have done it. You're practiced at it now.
That's right. We're in our fourth year now, and this is probably without a doubt the scariest, the most graphic Museum of Fear we've ever put up.
Well, this has kind of become a thing all over the country, I think. Fear museums and haunted houses, and it is really a big deal. There are some people who kind of are professionals at it now, and you all have some people who have been involved in this particular museum for almost 4 years now, actors, local actors, and so it's a big production.
It's a huge production. Mm-hmm. We've been working on this thing since last November. We've had tons of volunteers come in and offer their time and really do a phenomenal job. These folks come in and they do it like they mean it. They just do very, very good work. We've been working, like I said, since November, the planning part of it, the conceptual part of it, just all of the work that goes into it leading up until now. And by far, this is the most graphic and scary Museum of Fear to date.
Now, I know you don't want to give away all the secrets, but when you say you've been working on it since November, what does go into the planning? What do you have to think about?
Set design first. Mm-hmm. It all comes together. You put your story, so to speak, together. Everything from an exhibit to artwork to everything has a flow, has a story, and such is haunted houses. Mm-hmm. And it has a beginning, a slow beginning, leading up to a frenzy climax where the group just leaves. Either they leave in the fetal position or they don't leave at all. They check out. They tap out. Mm-hmm. That's right. They tap out and leave halfway. We've had plenty of that, which is not surprising. We have exit plans for everybody, but the staff has been with us the whole way. You know, I mean, the actors that have been with us from the beginning, so they're well seasoned. They know exactly who to pinpoint. They can smell the fear in our visitors. They know who to go for. It's usually the ones in the middle. We always tell them, we go for the ones in the back, but truly we go for the ones in the middle.
Ones in the
secret's
middle.
Out. That's right.
All
Don't
right.
be in the middle or you will get caught.
Well, tell us about these actors who are involved with you all. And again, I don't know if you want to give away their identities.
I don't think they'd have a problem with that because, as I said, they're well established. Well, the fact that they're well established may mean that they don't want me to give their identity out. Shane Gilbo is one. Milton Ress Weber is another. Sandra Broussard is another. Peter Touchette is our lead zombie. These folks, they know, they have their finger on the pulse of the audience, and they know when and how to get the most effective scare out of the scene.
Yeah, these are people who have been actors in our community for a long time and teach acting also. Many of them are teaching the speech and drama programs.
That's right.
So they not only know how to act, but they're really good at working on people's responses.
Well, you know, the difference between this and a lot of what they do on the side is there's no script here. There's a general outline of the, you know, I'll give them directive in the very beginning of this is the scene, this is what you're doing, this is the emotion you're trying to get across. And from there, they improvise. And so every group that comes in, a person may say something or do something. You can't be robotic. You have to flow with it. And I mean, these actors
are interactive.
Very, very much so. So it's not just like a video game where you walk through and it's very linear.
You observe it.
Oh, it's very open-ended, very open-ended. Although the path is linear, where it can take you and how it takes place is anybody's guess.
And where is it set up in the museum?
On our third floor. Our third floor is completely transformed. Well, we share it with our collections department. Dr. Deborah Clifton is very patient with us to allow us to share the same floor as her collections, which I mean, as you can imagine, is a really
very
big
precious.
Deal. That's right.
Yeah.
They're very, very precious, and we've had to earn her trust in that area. So it is on our third floor, completely inaccessible to the public on any other day except for
so this is special.
October.
It's like going
That's
up
right.
The
eight
attic.
Nights of horror in Museum of Fear. That's right. It's the attic.
It's the attic.
And that's how it starts. You go in and it literally looks and feels like you're in Grandma's attic.
So
and then
Deborah
just
hasn't like found any people left over.
Well, no, but she does go through and make sure that we don't have any of your collections in there.
If you have just tuned in, my guest is Kevin Krantz. He is director of the Lafayette Science Museum. We are talking about the Museum of Fear, which is installed throughout the month of October in the attic, the third floor of the museum, which is in downtown Lafayette. And that's an old building. It's one of the oldest buildings downtown.
Time and department store. I remember going there with my great uncle to buy his hats. Everybody wore a fedora, and he had his as well. I held on to a few of them, but yeah, I have vivid memories going there. Lafayette General Store and the hardware store right there on, I believe, Vermilion. Yeah, a lot of great old buildings, and ours is one of them. They completely repurposed it. The inside is absolutely new and bristling. Everything is really, really nice. The outside has that historic feel to it that you look for in downtown Lafayette, which is really, really nice. We have the best of both worlds, no doubt.
Right. And again, just that layering of history and those spirits, people who've been passing through those doors for decades and that all comes to play during Halloween.
That's right. I feed off of my alone time when I'm in the building by myself. I pull from that.
Oh, yes. It takes place on the weekends, Friday and Saturday evening.
Friday and Saturday night starting at 7 o'clock. We wait till it gets nice and dark. Time's about to change. It has to be changing soon.
No, it's already dark by 7.
Right. So by the time we get fired up, folks are in the dark, and I mean, it's just the time is right. I've actually, we've been out intermingling with the crowds at Downtown Alive, and we had the Latin Festival here this last weekend as well, and just working the crowds and going through it and seeing people. Of course, I'm in character. They don't know who I am, but I have this really grisly mask and gloves. I look like Boris the Creature, and I'm carrying the Museum of Fear sign. People taking pictures. It's really good to get out and intermingle with people, even though I'm just articulating with grunts and babbles. They still
they
seem
get the
to get
message.
They give the message.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
They follow you back to the Museum of Fear.
They absolutely do. Yeah. We were in the UL Homecoming Parade this last Saturday, so hundreds and hundreds of people saw me sitting on the tailgate of the, and I was pointing them out. That's right, you over there. That's right.
Your job sounds entirely like it's too much fun right now, Kevin.
I'm trying to make City Hall think that I do a lot more serious of a job. That way they continue to pay me for what it is that I do. But I just probably have the most fun job in the world.
Well, like you said, y'all started planning last November. So you worked all year and this is
six,
your
7-day work weeks now for a few months. So, I mean, it's all work, no play. Yeah, a lot of work, but a lot of play. We have a lot of fun.
I'm sure there's some parents out there wondering, how young can I bring children to this museum? What do you suggest?
Great question, Judith. And I mean, I have five children. Out of all of them, I think only one of them would have made it through. And she's probably one of my best critics because she'll say, Dad, no, won't scare him. On the other hand, she will say, OMG, this is really big. You're going to have people jumping off the ledge, which please don't do, folks. Please don't jump off of any ledges. But, yeah, we have some really scary stuff
I would say use
your discretion. We have folks bring their small children in. Some of them can take it, but I would definitely say parental discretion is advised because this is a gory show.
Okay, maybe the parents go through first and then see if they think their children can take it.
I would suggest it because once you get in, you can't leave little Timmy on the sideline.
No. Get a ghost to babysit. Do you encourage people to come in costume?
Oh, absolutely. If you'd like to come in costume, we always have that as it gets closer to Halloween. As a matter of fact, part of the upcoming event, which is a great segue, Judith. Oh, my gosh. You did that on purpose, didn't you?
It's right in front of me.
That's right. That's right. A perfect example of how we encourage people to come in costume is Zombie Walk, which will take place the last Saturday in October to kind of kick off the season finale. It's our celebration of our season finale of Museum of Fear 2012. Starting at 5 o'clock at the General Mouton statue at Lee and Jefferson Street, we'll start out at 5 o'clock. We'll kind of gather around and kind of get everybody together about 4:30. But at 5 o'clock, we start marching down Jefferson Street. The zombie horde marches down Jefferson Street towards Congress, turns on Congress by the museum, and ends up at Parc Sans Souci for an after party with music and fun. And it'll be a lot of fun. The winner of the costume contest, by the way, the winners of the costume contest get to scare with us in the cemetery. So there's an added benefit along with some great prizes.
Which cemetery?
The Museum of Fear Cemetery. Yes, right. No, not St. John's. No, different cemetery.
So this is not a zombie run, because as we all know, they don't run.
Yeah, we prefer you not run. Yeah. We're trying to keep our liability down as much as possible. So running is kind of, let's do the Night of the Living Dead zombies, not the 28 days later zombies, the flaming zombies. Keep that at home, please.
All right. And I have to say, your ad is really effective. I cannot look at it too close to lunchtime. If I'm looking through one of the news magazines, if I come across it, it's very realistic.
Yeah, that's what we go for. One of the many hats that I wear at the museum, I like to say our graphics team put it together. Well, yeah, I did just that, and it's one of those things where if you know the zombie walk image that we're talking about, it is per the zombie foot. That's right. The name of the file is zombiefoot. JPEG. That's right.
Well, hopefully no one will be leaving body parts as they go on the zombie walk. Again, if you're tuning in, we're talking with Kevin Krantz, director of the Lafayette Science Museum. The Museum of Fear is up all of this month, and zombie walk will take place on the last Saturday of October, the 27th. Is this the first zombie walk?
It is the first annual zombie walk. That's right. And we've, on Facebook, on Lafayette Science Museum's Facebook page, our event page, we've got zombie. Well, we've already got 175 folks signed up. That's right. We've got a big surprise for people who do show up to Zombie Walk and dresses their favorite zombie character. You know who that is. Dresses your favorite zombie character. If you're a follower,
everyone's got one.
That's right. You've got zombie characters laying around out there. There's a big surprise in store for this year, and we can't give it away, but you got to come out to find out.
All right. It also sounds like people should go to the Facebook page for the Lafayette Science Museum, and you'll get updates as to what's happening with this zombie walk.
What we do on the Lafayette Science Museum page is it's all-encompassing. We give planetarium quips. We put out there stuff about the exhibits that we have, as well as events and fundraisers. We post all of it on there. That way it's kind of like a one-stop shop. You want to find out something, you go to Lafayette Science Museum's page. We put photos that have taken place, set photos and little things about different. So it's a really good way to get all those details. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And especially this month, sounds like a good time to go and like the Lafayette Science Museum Facebook page. Keep in touch with the Museum of Fear and also the first annual Zombie Walk, which is coming up at the end of the month. Ooh. So do you have your zombie costume already
ready? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I'm the zombie. I'm the drum major. I'm the zombie drum.
Okay.
I will be the one leading.
Ambling down Jefferson Street.
Absolutely, absolutely. What would normally take 3 minutes will take 45. That's right. Zombies
the slower,
are slow.
The better.
That's right. We'd like to eventually include a zombie run in that and have the zombies chase the runners. There's all kind of possibilities for years to come. So we're taking suggestions.
All right. Okay. Again, more fun for you and everyone working at the
more
Lafayette
fun
Science
than I can
Museum.
Handle. That's right.
So Museum of Fear, available Friday and Saturday evenings throughout the month of October, featuring seasoned actors from this area. It's the fourth year. It gets scarier and better each year. You can call ahead for tickets or pay at the door. Kevin, what's the best way?
That's right. You can get advance tickets by calling the museum's telephone number, 337-291-5544, and talk to our friendly staff over there, and they can give you all the information to get advance tickets, or you can get them at the door that night.
And about how long does it take to go through the Museum of Fear?
15 minutes. And 15 minutes is a long time, Judith, when you're being stalked
scared.
By every step. That's right.
Yeah. You must have had a lot of time to think about this. Why do people like to be scared like that?
It's something deep inside. I think it's the endorphins. It's got to be the endorphins, because I can't imagine why people would pay good money to have the heck scared out of them, but they love it. And I love being able to provide the service.
That's a good way to think about it.
It's a win-win situation for everyone. And the beautiful thing about it is, Judith, as you well know in fundraising, you have to make people feel like they're participating. A lot of folks
They need to feel invested in the experience.
They need to feel invested in the experience. You know, you can ask for money or you can provide a service that makes people think that they are not, they don't even realize they're in the midst of a fundraiser, is the way that I like
to
produce this.
They're just having an experience.
They're just having
an experience. Like to feel that way, and I think a number of our listeners feel that way.
Oh, absolutely.
And, of course, our fundraiser always falls around Halloween, at which time Lee Kleinpeter and a couple other producers do their Halloween shows, and those are the best.
Well, they do them in costume every time, right? You just can't see them.
We just can't see them. Absolutely. Lee's probably a zombie in the avocado room.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Avocado green,
avocado
Judith.
Avocado green. That's right. His skin color. Okay. We'll think about that. Radio's great for it. The Museum of Fear this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and throughout the month of October on Friday and Saturday evenings. Call ahead. Reserve your 15 minutes of total fear and do it again.
You leave changed.
Right. We won't say how changed. And then look ahead to the Zombie Walk, which is the final Saturday of October, the 27th. Their Facebook page, Lafayette Science Museum's Facebook page, will keep you apprised of all the scary things going on and all of the very wonderful and science-oriented things happening throughout the rest of the year. Thank you so much, Kevin. We appreciate it, all your work and joy in the science of fear.
Well, thank you for having me, Judith.
Thanks.